USA Radio News.
The president wasn't the only one stumping for his party in Nevada before the midterm elections. Former Vice President Joe Biden was in Las Vegas to fire up Democrats when he said President Trump is attacking American values.
I've been shredded by a president who is all about himself. It's all about Donald. It's not about anything else. We're not organized based on tribe. We're not organized based on religion. We're organized based on ideas. America's an idea. That's who we are. That's what makes us different than every other country in the world. And it's based on certain basic ideals.
At the Republican rally in Elko, Nevada, the president took a swing at Biden.
Sleepy Joe Biden. We call him 1% Joe because he ran at least twice. I think three times. They say twice. I think he ran three times. And he never had more than 1%.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump is pulling out of a 1987 treaty on intermediate-range nuclear missiles. The president says the U.S. will now work on its own program.
So we have a tremendous amount of money to play with on our military, $700 billion plus $716 billion. So Russia has not adhered to the agreement, so we are going to terminate the agreement and we are going to develop the weapons.
National Security Advisor John Bolton is expected to discuss the treaty with Russian officials on his trip next week. Saudi Arabia says it doesn't know what happened to the remains of a Washington Post journalist that was killed at its consulate in Istanbul. From a source in the Saudi royal palace, they found some Turkish national who said they handed over Khashoggi's body with instructions to dispose of it. Turkish officials say the body was dismembered. Listen to the news at any time during the hour, at home or on your personal device at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Prince Harry officially raises the Invictus flag above Sydney, Australia to kick off the games he founded for wounded, injured, and sick service members. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Prince Harry paid tribute to Australian service members by opening a new wing of a war memorial before opening the Invictus Games as he and his wife Meghan continued their visit to Australia and the South Pacific.
New generation of service, and you are the role models to us all. And you are going to put on one hell of a show over the next week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Hurricane Michael has affected families across the U.S. My cousin used to live near Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida before her home was demolished. When the storm hit, Erin, her husband, and two young kids went to stay in Tallahassee with their mom, Mandy. She tells me after the storm, they went to see their home and found people had looted their things.
Yes, they were looted. People stole their televisions. There's a lot of looting going on over there.
She says even the baby's things were taken, and they have to start from scratch.
They have lost their home. They've lost a lot of their possessions. Right now, the four of them are crammed into my living room, and it's just not enough space. They need their own house.
To help Erin and her family, you can go to the Facebook fundraiser for Amanda Sparks Smith in Tallahassee. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.